Good evening. My name is Peter Wilkins, and I live in Belfast. I just want to speak briefly of personal experience coming from an area in southern New England that has several operations similar to the proposed Grimmel Scrapyard. I would just like to bring the board attention to another aspect of these operations and what they tend to foster in communities that have large-scale metals recycling and scrapyards, and that is the increased incidence of crime. Of course, I'm not accusing the applicant, and the applicant, of course, has no control over this and is not obligated in any way to exercise control over it. But often the sourcing of scrap metal comes from unusual places, and it's difficult to monitor and inspect and control all this. I just want to read you something briefly that I did write for the record. In addition to the obvious problems associated with hosting a large scrap metals operation in your town, such as dust, noise, litter, toxic runoffs, such an industry inevitably brings with it another aspect, and that is an increase in crime. Typically, this comes as a gradual but steady increase in thefts of all things metal, especially now that the price of many metals have risen sharply in recent years. It's true that sometimes a thief will use the proceeds to buy food or help pay an overdue bill. More often, sadly, it goes to finance a drug or alcohol addiction. Currently, Maine has one of the highest rates of heroin abuse in the nation. And it's no secret that communities in the vicinity of scrap metal dealers and recyclers routinely experience dramatic increases in thefts and drug-related crimes. Everything from bicycles, tools, plumbing fixtures, to automobiles, ladders, interestingly enough, even manhole covers. Anything thieves desperate for some quick cash can get their hands on magically disappear. Rural neighborhoods, especially those with vacant or seasonal properties, quickly become very easy targets. In response, many states and municipalities have enacted stricter rules and regulations for scrap metal businesses, yet the problems persist, often because of a lack of funding for enforcement. Will the Searsport Police Department or Waldo County be hiring a scrap czar to oversee the round-the-clock deliveries and chase down each and every transaction? And what minimum wage scrapyard employee is going to scrutinize the credentials of the twitchy pickup driver idling impatiently beside the scales with another ton or so of booty? Searsport citizens and town fathers should seriously reconsider whether hosting a large-scale scrap metals dealer is worth this and the other perils already being experienced by other host communities around the globe. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Anybody else?